إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا.
Behold, the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah, but it is they who are being deluded by Him. When they rise to prayer, they rise reluctantly and only to be seen by men. They remember Allah but little. In the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, no one, unless he prayed regularly, could be reckoned as belonging to the Islamic community. We know that secular associations consider the absence of any member from their meetings without a valid excuse a sign of lack of interest, and that in the event of continued absence, they cancel his membership. The early Islamic community did the same with those who absented themselves from congregational prayers. In those days, a person's absence from congregational prayers was considered a clear indication of his indifference towards Islam. If he absented himself from them repeatedly, he was no longer held to be a Muslim. In those days, therefore, even the worst hypocrites had to attend the 5 daily prayers in the mosque. What distinguished a true believer from the hypocrite was that the former came to the mosque with devotion, fervor, and eagerness, came there well before the appointed time for the prayer, and did not rush out of the mosque as soon as the prayer was over. In short, everything about him indicated that his heart was in the prayer. Whereas the call to the prayer for the hypocrite seemed like the announcement of an unavoidable calamity. When such a person set off for the mosque, he seemed to do so in spite of himself. He walked as if he were dragging the entire weight of his being. No wonder then that as soon as the prayer was over, he escaped like a prisoner released from jail. His entire demeanor testified that the remembrance of God was not what he really had in his heart.
مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إلى هؤلاء ولا إلى هؤلاء ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا.
They dangle between the one and the other, faith and disbelief, and belong neither to these nor to those completely. And he whom Allah lets go astray, for him you can find no way. And he whom Allah lets go astray, for him you can find no way. Here, an important fact has been stated about the person who remained unguided to the truth despite his acquaintance with the Book of God and with the life of his Prophet, peace be upon him. He was a person who was so disinclined to the truth and so infatuated with error that even God let him go forth along the same erroneous direction that he had chosen for himself. A person on whom the door of true guidance had been shut and the way towards error had been made smooth by God. It is virtually beyond the power of human beings to direct such a person to the truth. We may be able to grasp this if we consider the case of man's livelihood. God controls all the sources of man's livelihood. Thus, anyone who receives any portion of livelihood receives it from God alone. At the same time, God grants every man livelihood through the means he has himself sought. If a man seeks his livelihood through lawful means and strives accordingly, God opens the door to honest living to him and closes the avenues of dishonest earnings in proportion to his earnestness. On the other hand, there is the person who is bent upon fattening himself on dishonest earnings and strives accordingly. God permits such a person to continue making an unlawful living, and no one has the power to help him secure an honest means of living. The same applies to man's belief and conduct in this life. In this respect, too, the ultimate control rests with God. No human being can proceed along any path, whether it be good or evil, unless God lets him proceed along it and bestows upon him the means to do so. However, it is up to man himself to choose his own path, and after he has made the choice, God will let him proceed along it and will even pave the way for him. If a person really cares about God, genuinely seeks the truth, and earnestly tries to pursue the path charted by God, God permits him to follow his choice and even provides the means necessary to proceed along his chosen path. On the other hand, God shuts the door of true guidance on the person who chooses error and strives to proceed only along wrong paths and further enables him to follow the path of his choice. It is beyond the power of any human being to prevent such a person from thinking wrongly, acting wrongly, and using up his energies in wrong directions. If a man loses the road to his success and is subsequently deprived of true guidance by God, in whose power does it lie, then, to restore to him his lost treasure?
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا.
Believers, do not take the unbelievers as your allies in preference to the believers. Do you wish to offer Allah a clear proof of guilt against yourselves?
Innal munafiqeen fi ad-darki al-asfali min an-nar wa lan tajid lahum naseera.
Surely, the hypocrites shall be in the lowest depth of the fire, and you shall find none to come to their help.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Except those who repent and mend their ways and hold fast to Allah and make their faith exclusive to Allah. Those people shall be numbered with the believers, and Allah will certainly bestow on the believers a great reward and make their faith exclusive to Allah. To make one's faith exclusively to God means to concentrate one's loyalties, concerns, affections, and adorations on God, and not to allow any attachments to strike such deep roots in one's heart that one may cease to be capable of sacrificing them for His sake.
ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا.
Why should Allah deal chastisement to you if you are grateful to Him and believe? Allah is all appreciative, all knowing. Why should Allah deal chastisement to you if you are grateful to Him? Shukra denotes an acknowledgement of benefaction and a feeling of gratitude. This verse states, if a person does not behave ungratefully towards God, then there is no reason why God should punish him. The attitude of gratefulness to God consists of acknowledging His benefaction in one's heart, in confessing it in one's speech, and by manifesting it in one's deeds. It is the sum total of these which is termed shukr. This attitude requires, one, that a person should ascribe the benefaction to its real source, letting no one share in either the gratitude or the acknowledgement of benevolence. Two, that his heart should be overflowing with love for and loyalty to the benefactor, that he should have no attachment to his opponents. Three, that he should obey the benefactor and should not use his bounties contrary to his directives. Allah is all appreciative. The word used here is shakir, which we have translated as all appreciative. In the context of the God-man relationship, when the word shukra is used in respect of God, it denotes appreciation of services. When it is used in respect of man, it denotes his acknowledgement of God's benefaction and his sense of gratitude to Him. To say that God thanks His creatures stresses that God is fully appreciative of the services which His servants have rendered and will recompense them liberally. This contrasts sharply with the attitude of human beings, who are generally slow and uncharitable in appreciating the services rendered to them, and quick and severe in censuring people for their omissions. As for God, He is lenient and prone to overlook man's omissions. On the contrary, He rewards man manifold for his good deeds.
لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما.
Allah does not like speaking evil publicly unless one has been wronged. Allah is all hearing, all knowing.
إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفوا عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا.
Even though you have the right to speak evil if you are wronged, if you keep doing good, whether openly or secretly, or at least pardon the evil, then that is the attribute of Allah. Allah is all pardoning, and He has all the power to chastise. Allah is all pardoning, and He has all the power to chastise. This verse embodies a moral directive of very high value to the Muslims. The hypocrites, the Jews, and the polytheists were all bent on placing all kinds of obstacles in the way of the spread of Islam. They eagerly persecuted the Muslims and used all possible means, however malicious, against them. Such an attitude inevitably created anger and resentment. It was in this context of this storm of bitter feelings that God told the Muslims that He did not consider speaking ill of people as praiseworthy. No doubt the Muslims had been wronged, and if a wronged person speaks out against a wrongdoer, he is quite justified in doing so. Even though this is a person's right, it is more meritorious to continue to do good both in public and in private, and to ignore the misdeeds of others. For one's ideal should be to try to approximate to God's way as far as possible. God, with whom one wants to be close, is lenient and forbearing. He provides sustenance even to the worst criminals and seeks mitigating circumstances in even the most serious offenses. In order to become close to God, one ought to be generous in spirit and full of tolerance.
إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا.
There are those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and seek to differentiate between Allah and His messengers and say, "We believe in some and deny others," and they seek to strike a way between the two.
أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا.
It is they, indeed they, who are, beyond all doubt, unbelievers. And for the unbelievers, we have prepared a humiliating chastisement. Beyond all doubt, unbelievers.
Insofar as being an unbeliever is concerned, there is no difference between 1. Those who believe neither in God nor the prophets, 2. Those who believe in God but not in the prophets, and 3. Those who believe in some prophets but reject others.
والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
For those who believe in Allah and His messengers and do not differentiate between them, we shall certainly give them their reward. Allah is all forgiving, all compassionate. We shall certainly give them their reward.
This means that only those who acknowledge God to be their sole object of worship and their only sovereign, and who commit themselves to follow all the prophets, will merit reward for their acts in the hereafter. What that reward will be depends on the nature and extent of their acts of goodness. Those who do not either acknowledge the exclusive sovereignty of God, or who rebelliously reject some messengers of God and believe only in those whom they choose to, will not be rewarded. For in God's sight, their apparently good acts are essentially not valid.
Allah is all forgiving, all compassionate.
God will be lenient and forgiving in judging the conduct of those who believe in Him and the prophets.